Hey, it's Daryl C. Murphy, and I just want to talk to you real quick. The Common is produced at WBUR in Boston. We're public media. We don't have paywalls, which means we don't ask you to pay to see our work. We say, here's some powerful stories for free. And then, if some of those stories you read or listen to are important to you, and you talk about it with your friends and family, and you even see the world a little differently, then we ask you to support it, because we want to continue making work that is meaningful to you. And right now, I want to let you know what's happening at WBUR. Our radio shows, our podcasts are getting some of the biggest audiences we've ever had. Our journalism is winning awards, reaching new and more diverse audiences. And you are a big part of that. Our journalism has never been stronger, but the business has never been harder. We've had a big loss of sponsorship dollars, like a lot of media companies have in recent years. But one thing we've always been pretty good at is getting support from our listeners to make the things they love. So we're asking right now, in a crucial moment for WBUR, can you help us get through this by joining other listeners in supporting WBUR? We need your help to keep making the podcast you're listening to right now, along with everything else that comes from WBUR. Your help would mean a lot to me and to all of my colleagues. So please, head to our website, WBUR.org. Thanks.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. All right, folks, Team Common is in holiday recovery mode, so instead of our regular show, we're bringing you this great story from the WBUR newsroom. It celebrates Native American Heritage Month, which is this month, so check it out. At the start of Native American Heritage Month this November, indigenous peoples of various nations gathered on the banks of the Mystic River in Charlestown. The Massachusetts tribe at Ponkapog, in collaboration with the Nipmuc and others, came to build community, strengthen tribal bonds, and learn an ancient skill. WBUR's Christella Guerra spoke with some of the teachers and students involved.
Akwani, Natasawas, Minikisu Masmata. Hello, my name's Andre Strong Bearhart from the Nipmuc tribe. And just out here burning a traditional mashoon with our sister tribe, the Massachusetts.
Strong Bearhart watches the fire closely as the wind picks up and feeds the flame. Every few minutes, someone with a metal scraper shapes the wood as it smolders, gradually hollowing out the heart of this tree. Heat emanates from the center.
Yeah, the tree will teach you a lot of lessons about patience and acceptance, happiness, suffering. A lot of all these things bundled together.
Strong Bearhart learned this craft from his teachers, Darius Coombs and Anawan Whedon of the Mashpee Wampanoag. This knowledge has been passed down through generations.
It's what we've did for thousands of years here. 10,000-12,000 years, we stepped into each other's spaces to create alliances. And also, you know, it's the reason that we survived here for so long.
The smoke dances above their heads as it rises. The group works together, using water to control the burn in shifts. They watch and scrape from dawn to dusk and overnight. Too much fire and it's a total loss. Not enough and it won't take shape. Their campsite is spare. A few tents, chairs, strong coffee. Joining them throughout the week are other local tribes, such as the Aquinna, Chappaquiddick, and Mashpee Wampanoag.
Usaweyu, Daka Marparrilla, Daka Boriken Taino. Buen día. Good morning. My name is Marparrilla, and I am Taino from Boriken.
Parrilla is one of five apprentices. She says there's constant communication with the wood, fire, and elements as they interact. It becomes meditative. This method of both burning is similar to what Taino used in Boriken, also known as Puerto Rico, a tradition she hopes to bring back.
I feel like my ancestors are with me. Like we go into a spiritual place. There are moments where we're all kind of on a trance, working on it together.
From the campsite, they see Deer Island, a burial ground where Native Americans died after being moved there by settlers during King Philip's War. It's now used for waste treatment. Local residents pass, curious and surprised to see the people of this land, on this land at all. Next to the Mishun is a fake decapitated head on a pike, red paint streaming down its face.
It says in the memorial of all the northeastern woodland indigenous folks who were murdered and beheaded by the English for public display.
Until 2004, there was still a law from 1675 in the books banning Native Americans from walking unaccompanied within city limits. Thomas Green of the Massachusetts at Ponkapog says the way to reckon with genocide and erasure is through projects like these.
So we want our sister tribes to be here and doing this project with it. It helps to solidify the bonds that our ancestors once had. The colonists came here and they divided that unity, and we're trying to reclaim it, or some semblance.
The Mishun is finished within a day or so, a gift from the Nipmuc to the Massachusetts. They paddled it on the Mystic River. It glides smoothly along. At the nose, they carved a turtle, a symbol of the land they share. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lichtela Gebre.
And that's it for today. We'll be back with our regular episodes of The Common on Monday. But until then, I'm Daryl C. Murphy. You have a great weekend.